We can talk now if you want.
All right, cool. All right, and we are listening to the sounds of Mueran Humanos today, this afternoon in the WFMU studios. Most excellent, Carmen and Tomas, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
First time in New Jersey, right?
First time in New Jersey, yeah.
But maybe third time in the United States?
It's the second time in the United States. We've been here in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did a short tour in February, and then this is our second.
And how long have you both been in Berlin?
It's like almost 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the band started in Argentina. Were you guys in Buenos Aires?
No. No, we know each other from Buenos Aires, but we just started the band when we were living in Spain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Whereabouts in Spain?
Oof, I don't know. Where?
Where were you in Spain?
Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, in Barcelona. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Cool.
So, and then that was like 5 years ago, and then we moved to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we didn't decide to move. We just go to play a couple of gigs, and we fell in love with the city, and we decided to stay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Barcelona's already a pretty electronic music heavy city, but I think Berlin is more kind of at home for you guys.
I think so. Yeah, we feel much at home there.
Yeah, I was there for the first time last year, and I totally I want to live there.
Berlin.
That's great.
I want to come too. Yeah. So how did you two come together, and how did you start making music?
Well, we started separately, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she used to play. Well, you can tell your story and then I tell mine.
Yes, of course. I started to play keyboards in a band called Mujercitas Terror, which are from Buenos Aires, Argentina. They are keeping going right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are great. I'm still a really big fan of these guys. I think they are my, I don't know, biggest inspiration. I used to play with them 6 years, keyboard. Since I was 18 years old in Buenos Aires, so I, in some points, I got a little bit sick mind in Buenos Aires, and I just randomly decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
So then I meet with Tomas in Barcelona, but we know each other from Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went kind of
lovers.
Couple lovers, yeah.
We were like lovers for 4 years, and then we decided to go together, and so we met in Barcelona, and almost the same day we started the band.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at that point I was like doing solo stuff, and the idea was when she started to play, was like with me, was just like play keyboards for one show, and like it was like already like 1 day or 2 days, and we decide like, no, this is something different, you know, something happened. So we just get rid of all my songs and we start from scratch. At that point we were living together, and at the beginning it was really like free form. We play for hours, maybe one. We were just trying, and it was really, I don't know, I hate the word experimental, but, you know, something like that.
More spread
and
out.
Then we, at some point, we start to sing over it, and that was the beginning of the songs. But the first gig we did was like an art installation with live music. We got like a fake corpse, which was a girl naked, and it was like kind of a, like a fake funeral, something like that.
Lighting corpse?
The Lighting Corpse Funeral.
The Lighting Corpse Funeral. Well, I also, I really like both of the visual aspects that you both put together. And Thomas does a lot of cut-up stuff. And Carmen has a really nice collage as well. And they both seem pretty appropriate for the music. Did you wind up, did you incorporate both your visual interests and your musical interests in your performances? Did you, when you started out, did you play a lot of galleries? Did you mostly play rock clubs? How did it work out?
Yeah.
Did you stretch out in many
forms? Was a play. Yeah, you got it. Like, we started like all together. Like, it was like a matter of like, we didn't think of on a rock band, but we just want to.
This installation.
Yeah, we tried to integrate everything. Actually, the name came from a fanzine I used to do with all my cut-ups. That was the name of fanzine. So the idea was like to integrate everything and do something. And then, you know, we like to rock.
Right.
So at some point when we become like a pop band or a rock band, and it's okay. and like all the other things are like kind of integrated, but it's not like we got a punk band and then we got to put art on it. Mm-hmm. But it was like the other way around. We start like doing like art, and then it becomes like a rock band, which is okay for us.
It wasn't planned really. Yeah.
Lots of women with their faces blasted off.
That's Carmen.
Recurring theme going on.
Yeah.
What do you have against faces, Carmen? I'm just kidding. No, it's really great. I really point to everybody to check out MueranHumanos.com, MueranHumanos.com, and there's some links to all the some of the visual stuff as well. We'd love to get another song if we could.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay, Ryan, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. And thanks to Scott Williams for engineering as well.
Yeah, Scott Williams too.
And we're going to hear some more in just a moment. MueranHumanos.
Okay, this is a new song.
WFMU.